The most restrictions on their freedoms in the last year were those who made a choice not to be vaccinated. I don't think I've ever experienced a situation in my lifetime where a person was fired from their job or not allowed to watch their kids play hockey or not allowed to go visit a loved one in long-term care or hospital or not allowed to go get on a plane to either go across the country to see family or even travel across the border. So they have been the most discriminated against group that I've ever witnessed in my lifetime. That's a pretty extreme level of discrimination that we have seen. I don't take away any of the discrimination that I've seen in those other groups that you mentioned, but this has been an extraordinary time in the last year in particular. And I want people to know that I find that unacceptable, that we are not going to create a segregated society on the basis of a medical choice. I think that there was a lot of hope that the vaccine would offer sterilizing immunity. And as a result, I think everybody was working very hard to get to a high level of vaccination. We've now seen that it mutates dramatically and we have to start treating it a lot more like influenza. Now, influenza has about a 1/3 of the population and decides each year to protect themselves with vaccination. I think we're right now at a level of booster shots of 39% of people deciding to protect themselves. And I think that's the way we have to start talking once again about this particular type of vaccine, is that vaccination really is for self-protection in this case, because you have to make your own choice about what your own medical status is in conjunction with your own doctor and your own pre-existing medical conditions. And we have to stop trying to victimize a particular group because they've made a different choice. So I know that that's going to be a little challenging for some people who've been holding a different view for a long period of time. But if I need to make the point that this kind of discrimination is unacceptable, the best way to do it is by changing the Human Rights Act.